The Treasure House by Linda Newberry.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For Peter and Sarah with love, and thanks for the crocodile. Chapter 1. The Elephant Bag. If Nina had been feeling anything like her normal self, she wouldn't have sat by herself at the back of the bus. In any other mood, she'd have liked coming home across the high moorland road instead of walking from the primary school in Chapel Street the way she'd done for 4 years. Usually, she'd have loved seeing the slopes patch tawny green in afternoon sunlight and the stone buildings of Crowden Bridge huddled in the valley. The town looked so small from up here, surrounded by moorland in every direction, wide and wild and windswept as far as she could see. But today wasn't at all normal. Not a single thing about it was normal. It wasn't just because she was wearing brand new uniform and starting at a big new school. She'd been ready for that, even looking forward to it. Now, though, there was only one thing she was waiting for, and that seemed no likelier to happen than it had seemed yesterday or the day before that. Each day offered nothing but hopelessness, stacked on hopelessness, till it was too big a burden to carry. For the third time since boarding the bus, Nina flicked open her mobile, just in case there was a text message. There was nothing new since Dad's, "Hope you had a good day. See you at 5:30. What about Mum?